Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, I'll be playing some recent releases from singer Kat Edmondson, veteran bandleader Gerald Wilson, and pianist Ben Newman, who'll be joining me to talk about his debut release, Introductions. It's What's New, coming up next on Afterglow. pianist Ben Newman performing Horace Silver's piece, backed by Dennis Carroll on bass and George Flutis on drums. That comes from Newman's debut release as a leader, Introductions. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow. And this time around on the program, I'm playing music from several new or recent CDs. Singer Cat Edmondson, veteran, and I do mean veteran, big band leader Gerald Wilson, and pianist Ben Newman, who'll also be joining us to talk about his debut, titled, appropriately enough, Introductions. I'm going to start off with Cat Edmondson, who comes out of the Austin, Texas music scene. The online site All About Jazz has called her equal parts Billie Holiday and Bjork, and that's a fitting description for her debut CD, Take to the Sky. It includes songs by Cole Porter and George and Ira Gershwin, as well as songs written by John Lennon and more recent pop rock acts like the Cardigans. This is an approach that a number of singers have taken in the last 10 to 15 years, with Cassandra Wilson really leading the way. And sometimes it doesn't work, and it doesn't work in a pretty painful fashion. But Edmondson has a coy, laid-back style that's kind of 1930s, 1960s, and modern all at once. We'll hear her doing an American popular songbook classic that Frank Sinatra stamped as his own for many years. But first, a surprising bossa nova-like cover of a song that was somewhat of an anthem for the alternative rock band The Cure. Here's Cat Edmondson and Just Like Heaven on Afterglow.
Show me how you do that trick. One that makes me scream, she said. One that makes me laugh, she said. And threw her arms around my neck. And show me how you do it. And I promise that I'll run away. Kissed her face and kissed her head, and thought of all the different ways I had to make her glow. Oh, why are you so far away? She said, why won't you ever know that I'm in love? Lost and lonely, you, strange as angels, dancing in the deepest ocean, twisting in the water, you're just like a dream, you're just like a dream. Alone. inside of me. You, soft and only you, lost and lonely you, just like heaven. Number one, why my angel? Why my angel eyes ain't here? Why my angel eyes ain't here? Excuse me. While I disappear.
Singer Kat Edmondson from her recent CD Take to the Sky, doing the classic standard Angel Eyes, accompanied by Kevin Lovejoy on piano. He's also the person who produced and arranged the songs on this album. Eric Rivas on bass and J.J. Johnson on drums. No relation to J.J. Johnson, the famous jazz trombonist, but rather a drummer who's worked with both Eric Clapton and John Mayer. From the same CD before that, Kat Edmondson performing a song by the alternative rock band The Cure, Just Like Heaven, with pretty much the same group joined by John Ellis on tenor sax. I'll make a giant generational leap now from 26-year-old Kat Edmondson to the 91-year-old composer, arranger, and bandleader Gerald Wilson. He's got a new CD out as well. When Gerald Wilson was 26 years old, he was playing in a U.S. Navy band during World War II. He played with Jimmy Lunsford's big band before that, and when he got out of the Navy, he started his own big band. I think you can look at Gerald Wilson's jazz legacy in three parts. He had the great modernistic big band that he was leading in the mid to late 1940s, and then a West Coast big band that he had during the 1960s that recorded 10 really just knockout records for the Pacific Jazz label. In fact, some critics think he had the best big band period of the 1960s. And then this incredible late-era run of CDs that he's had over the past few years on the Mac Avenue label, just doing some really vital and swinging records like Monterey Moods, In My Time, and now Detroit, a tribute to the city where he spent some key years of his adolescence during the late 1930s. He said recently that the city itself showed me so much. All of the schools were integrated, so was the Musicians Union. I had only known segregation before. Fittingly enough, we'll hear a tune he wrote that's dedicated to the high school he attended and graduated from, one that made a similar impact on some other Detroit youngsters who went on to achieve jazz renown, such as Wardell Gray and Al McKibben. Here's Gerald Wilson leading his big band in a performance of Cass Tech on Afterglow. Thank you. Strong shades of Benny Golson there, more than a hint of his tune, Along Came Betty. That's big band leader Gerald Wilson doing his original Cass Tech, subtitled Variations on a Theme by B.G., an ode to the Detroit school Wilson attended in the late 1930s, a place that helped shape the future careers of a number of superlative Detroit jazz musicians, and featuring soloist Brian O'Rourke on piano, Anthony Wilson on guitar, Kamasi Washington on tenor sax, and Sean Jones on trumpet. That comes from Wilson's recent CD, Detroit. I'll have more music from singer Cat Edmondson, as well as an interview with pianist Ben Newman and music from his debut release in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services on Kirkwood next to the IU campus Bicycle Garage for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to What's New on Afterglow. I'm playing some new and recent releases on this edition of Afterglow, and I'll be talking in a few minutes with Ben Newman, a young jazz pianist who started his career in an unusual but kind of old-school way for a jazz musician. First, some more music from Cat Edmondson's recent CD, Take to the Sky. Edmondson's a jazz singer from Austin, Texas, and she first made a splash in 2008 with a song posted on YouTube called Be the Change. It promoted a pretty general message of self-empowerment and responsibility. And then in 2009, she released Take to the Sky, which blends traditional American songbook tunes with takes on more modern pop rock numbers. Here's one such song, Cat Edmondson doing John Lennon's Starting Over on Afterglow.
It's been so long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting over, just like starting over. Every day we used to make it love. Why can't we be making love? Nice and easy. It's time we spread our wings and fly. Don't let another just like starting over. Mm, just just like starting over. Why don't we take off alone? Take a trip somewhere far, far away. We'll be together alone again, just like we used to in the early days. My darling, it's been so long since we took the time. No one's to blame, and no time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting over. Just like starting over.
Kat Edmondson doing John Lennon's Just Like Starting Over from her recent CD, Take to the Sky. Another young performer with a new CD out is 22-year-old Chicago-based pianist Ben Newman. Appropriately titled Introductions, the CD showcases a musician whom jazz critic Larry Cart calls a deep melodist, which is a joy to hear, in part because I think that certain kinds and levels of harmonic adeptness can be learned, but genuine melodic creation is always personal. Also, Ben swings hard without ever sounding swingy, and he takes time to breathe. As someone once put it, he's got hair, teeth, and claws. Quite a nice endorsement from Chicago jazz critic Larry Cart. Like many jazz pianists before him, Ben Newman came to the music through early training as a classical player.
I started out playing classical. I never got to study with a real serious Eastern European classical kind of guy. I was always just piano teachers who have you play Mozart, Fantinos. But one of them happened to know some jazz and thought that my propensity for kind of playing whatever I wanted on some of the classical stuff might fit pretty well for jazz. So she showed me some stuff, and that was it. That was what I wanted to do.
Newman didn't, however, pursue the path that most young jazz musicians take these days, going through a university's jazz education program.
Really, a lot of the people they studied with in high school, they all told me, you don't need to go to college for jazz education. You know, if you're serious about jazz, you'll find a way to learn it. And then that music degree is just going to be proof that you just spent $160,000 to hang out with a bunch of musicians for 4 years. So what I decided to do was I wanted to go to a really good academic school, because that's partly the point of going to college, is to get a good education. So I ended up going to the University of Chicago, and I chose it both because it was a good academic school, but it was also in a really good location if I wanted to continue my jazz pursuits.
Newman lists pianists such as Bill Evans and Keith Jarrett among his influences. I asked him if there were any influences he's tried to avoid so far in his development as a jazz pianist.
I don't know if there's anything I've ever consciously tried to avoid. I would say for a long time I avoided bebop. It was just something that I, really, Bud Powell and Charlie Parker was something that I didn't sufficiently appreciate, and I didn't understand how I could learn from it. And you won't hear much Bud Powell at all on the CD of mine that's recorded. But since then, I've sort of discovered that and it made that a much bigger part of my playing and appreciated it much more. The thing about Jarrett is, the more I listen to Powell, the more Bud Powell I hear in Keith Jarrett. And Keith Jarrett is, he's a pretty straight player in a lot of ways, at least in the way he plays on standards. The greater facility I gain with the real traditional bebop language through Powell and Parker, the greater I feel much more able to do Keith Jarrett's kind of real melodic organic thing.
pianist Ben Newman performing the standard I Fall in Love Too Easily from his debut CD Introductions, backed by Dennis Carroll on bass and George Flutis on drums. Newman's CD features American songbook selections like I Fall in Love Too Easily, as well as more modern jazz compositions like John Coltrane's 26-2 and Herbie Hancock's Riot. I asked him what attracts him to the pieces that he plays and records.
It really kind of depends on what mood I'm in a given week, what sort of thing I'm working on. Yeah, like if I'm working on a lot of Keith Jarrett stuff, I might like a certain sort of standard. If I'm really working on my McCoy stuff, I might want to play something more modern. Since I've been really working on my Bud Powell for the past few months, all I've wanted to play is rhythm changes, you know.
Brad Meldow is another pianist whose repertoire has sometimes influenced Newman's, as in the case of the song Blame It on My Youth.
I guess I probably got to know that tune via Meldow has a version of it on Art of the Trio Volume 1 that I think is pretty well known. And I really like the melody, I like the tune, I like the lyrics.
Thank you.
Ben Newman performing Herbie Hancock's Riot and the standard Blame It On My Youth from his recent CD Introductions. Newman graduated in 2009 from the University of Chicago with a degree in philosophy and continues to pursue his jazz career in the city. I asked him what challenges and what advantages a young modern-day jazz musician has compared to artists of the past.
Well, the big challenge is just that there's less and less gigs. And it makes it more and more difficult to really get that experience that you need to develop as a musician. And it also makes it more and more difficult to pay your rent since there's less gigs. But as for the advantages, in comparison to the past, I don't know if there's too many advantages in being a jazz musician now in comparison to the past, to be honest. And it's really kind of backwards, too, in that in order to get myself a gig and all that, I need to start my own trio and be a group leader and do all that self-promotion. But where I'm at now, you know, just that what I should really, the gigs I really need are where I'm the sideman for, you know, a really good experienced horn player who's going to make me learn a bunch of tunes and kick my ass. You don't get those gigs anymore. And I wonder what that will do for the development of this generation of young musicians, really. I closed with pianist Ben Newman's performance of A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square from his recent CD Introductions. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Afterglow. Special thanks to Ben Newman. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can hear many previous Afterglow programs and new playlist on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Kevin Evans, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here.